You're listening to Europe's Podcast.
Hello, this is Robert Smigel with Europe's Podcast, a podcast for entrepreneurs throughout the European Union who are here to tell their stories so we can learn more about them, how they got to where they are now. Dylan Abaya. Dylan is a well-known and self-taught fitness enthusiast from the United Kingdom. He traveled out of tough times, became a well-known and inspirational fitness model, and he learned remarkable recent success that has led to some unexpected but extraordinary brand ambassadorships and modeling. He also has a career in banking with a U.S. investment bank. He began working out after overcoming several traumatic and relationship obstacles in his life. Dylan's career got a heavy boost because he frequently uploads his fitness pictures on Instagram. Well, Dylan, welcome to Europe's Podcast. Glad you could join us today to share your story, and thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, good. So tell us a little bit more about yourself and your business as a, you're a fitness instructor, right?
I'm not so much an instructor, more an enthusiast that uses fitness and uses the tools and mechanisms that you gain from fitness to apply to well-being and to business, in fact. So many things that I've learned from fitness have helped me in lots of different parts of my life. So my personal life blew up, literally disintegrated, relationship, etc. And from that, you have a choice to go either two ways, right? You can go down the route of self-destruction, or you can use those situations to help you move forward. And the way I sort of frame things is sort of looking at everything as energy. So sadness, anger, frustration, things that other people do to you that aren't very nice, and the response that you potentially might have from them can evoke lots of emotions. Those emotions that if you rechannel properly, you can use in different ways to help move you forward. And so through fitness, I found fitness. Through fitness, I found that discipline, consistency, and persistence were three traits that helped me rechannel all of these emotions from my personal life blowing up into helping myself work out, get in better shape, sort my nutrition out, apply more focus in my work, both in the office and curricular activity on social media. So, for example, on my Instagram account, sharing my experiences with others to try and maybe help them in their own.
Okay. Now, you have a financing background, so that's interesting. Did you need financing to start your company, and how are you currently making money in your business now that you're not in finance anymore but you've got this background? How do you transpose that over into your current business?
Well, there's lots of different things you can learn from banking, obviously, that help you manage money, strategize, build businesses. Conceptually, I've always been very interested in taking something from nothing and making something out of it, whether it be an idea in my head, whether it be renovations to a dilapidated house, whether it be helping someone who is a student or an intern or a graduate become a fully fledged sort of revenue generating producer in their own right, or whether it is taking a business that is nowhere, ranked 9th, 10th, 11th, and building the blocks to make it a top three, number one business. And those disciplines or those sort of practices that I learned from banking, I've used to apply to building up my Instagram account, for example, which have then helped me gain recognition on social media amongst different brands, whether it be clothing brands, nutrition brands, just recently actually a fashion brand as well. And then applying those strategies to building awareness for those products have then helped me build an audience and then generate revenue from that.
Okay, cool. So you're basically a coach.
Well, I don't like to categorize myself.
Okay.
There's lots of things that I'm interested in that, that are beyond just a coach, beyond just a fitness person, beyond just a business person. And I think all these things are very much interlinked. So I am someone who likes to, like, if there's a problem, let's look figure out a way to find the opportunity in that problem to move on. So it varies depending on what the situation is. But in terms of my own business, in terms of trying to build business, I'm very much interested in helping people. That's my ultimate agenda. And building the blocks of gaining traction and gaining an audience from that has been sort of the basics, the basic foundations of how I built my audience up.
Okay, so you have an audience, obviously, and if you're consulting with people, would your clientele be specifically in Europe, or do you have clientele all over the world?
My following is all over the world, and I think that's the beauty of social media, right? You can be
Okay.
one impact all over, which is I think a phenomenal dynamic to social media.
Okay. Now, you're in London. What are the benefits for you being in London and working and living there as opposed to working in other countries, do you believe? Maybe not within Europe, but I mean, you could probably do this anywhere, I'd imagine, because you're basically a social media influencer, correct?
That's certainly a dynamic that I am proud to say people sort of put me in. But yeah, you can effectively do this job, do sort of anything social media related and influence related anywhere in the world. I think the benefits of being in a capital city such as London offer you just different venues to be able to go and try different things, meet different people, a myriad of different sort of experiences, whether it's fitness, business, fashion, et cetera, et cetera. So those are the benefits of being in a big, big city. But
Yeah.
you
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about fitness and maybe there's some value or some things you can provide to people that would help them in general. And entrepreneurs typically have a morning routine or they have a ritual or just things they do during the day that really is habits. Success lead habits lead to success. We know that. If you were to say, okay, if someone wanted to be successful health-wise, nutrition-wise, mental health, all that stuff, some of the things that you work on, give me a day in the life of how you work, and maybe they can learn some advice from your routine that could start in the morning, rituals that you do during the day, workouts, things like that. What are the habits that you feel, the fitness habits, nutrition habits, all these things, mental habits that you think contribute to your success as an influencer?
I think first and foremost, it's key to figure out, authentically speaking, what resonates with you, what fires you up, what engages you. And once you sort of figure out what those things are, for me, it is fitness. For me, it is building business. For me, it is goals that I genuinely and ideas that I genuinely have interest in is working towards those things. So my rituals really are about taking one step each day towards those goals, whatever that might be. So yes, you have great habits whereby you create a routine whereby you go to the gym, where you have your coffee, or where you read a book, or where you read part of a book, or whether you do things to do with your business. But or every day, I think it's about being 1% better than you were the day before, or making taking one step further towards your goals. And I think that, if anything, that is my ritual, and that is something I'm trying to work on more and more and more. And that's doing one thing every day, whether it's to do with fitness and trying to, like, I don't know, work on my squats, or my business trying to like, another vendor, or whether it's to do with my post trying to like create a narrative around what I'm feeling, what I'm thinking, etc. Trying to put writing together to attach a photo or a reel to be able to post. Or whether it's just connecting with someone else. So, one step further every day. That's the ritual.
Okay, so if someone say wanted to become an influencer, give me some of the strategies that you have in place. For example, how often do you post? Which channels? Is it TikTok? Is it Instagram? Is it Facebook? Is it Twitter? I mean, walk us through what's helped you. If you were to say, as far as building as an influencer, what could you say if I was someone that doesn't know too much about it? What would be the best points you could give me?
Respect being an influencer, it's
need to understand why you want to be an interesting person. It's a very broad banner, right? But I think the key to it, and that if you look at the most successful influencers out there, they have an agenda, they have a drive, they have something that fires them up, they have something they have an interest in that they want to get their message out to a broader audience to try and help people. And I think that's the key. What are you interested in? And what is it that you want to be an influencer with respect to? Is it fitness? Is it business? Is it fashion? Is it, what is it? And what do you really mean it? Do you really have an interest in that? That will be the foundation to your success. Because there are going to be days that you don't want to post. There's going to be days where you don't want to write. There's going to be days where you don't want to do anything. And the thing that will keep you going is ultimately your interest in that topic that you want to be an influencer in. So the key to anyone who wants to become an influencer is understanding, being honest with yourself as to what it is you have an interest in and what it is that you want to share with an audience. That's key. So it's a case of asking oneself, what do I care about? What do I have interest in? Listen to what comes to mind, explore that, and see how you can then share that with people. That is the key.
And consistency is the key too. So how often would you suggest posting?
Depends on what you have to say. The more regular, the better. The more consistent, the better. And again, consistency is key, whether it's fitness, whether it's diet, whether it's hosting, whether it's connecting with people. So as often as you possibly can, but don't post for the sake of posting.
Right. Okay. You touched on books a little bit earlier. Can you give us some idea of books that have helped you that you think other people could learn from just as much as you have?
The Secret is one book that I definitely have read several times, and The Power, both very much connected. I read lots of books on Buddhism and mindfulness, because I think much as we talked on this call about fitness and physical fitness, one muscle, if you want to call it a muscle or organ rather, that I'm working on making more fit is my mind and using my mind. And I think books to do with helping you calm your mind, control your mind, are absolutely key to moving forward, because I think that's not as well understood or practiced as going to the gym. Anything I have evolved to being my sort of go-to books and topics and podcasts, etc., that are interesting to me.
Okay, good. In business or just in general, what's a favorite quote or sentence that you like to use? Is there anything as your go-to kind of mantra or something that you kind of lean on? Or if you were to talk to someone and they wanted to learn something or advice or something like that, is there anything that kind of stands out for you that maybe you find as a slogan or a saying or a sentence or something that is very potent to you that you think resonates with other people?
Rise by lifting others. And what that means is if we help other people become better, we also gain. We're in a world where people really do feel like it's me, 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 me. And if I help other people, then that's away from me. But in actual fact, it's the opposite. If you're in a position to be able to help someone else and help them become better, we rise in ourselves by doing that. And I think that that is something not practiced anywhere near as much as it could be. And that is a mantra that most definitely, where I'm in a position to be able to help someone else, I will. I'm not afraid of that, the way other people, lots of people are. And so that is definitely a base case to me, where I'm able to.
Okay. Do you have any advice for people that would be wanting to become an entrepreneur in general or start their own business or tired of the 9 to 5, want to kind of build the lifestyle, any age? Would you give them some advice if they were standing in front of you and say, what would you say to get me started, to get me motivated, and things to look out for? It's not all positive, there are challenges. What would you say to them if you were talking to them in a regular conversation and they ask you, hey, I'm thinking of doing what you do, going out on my own. What's some advice you could give me? Maybe you've heard it from someone else that told you, a mentor or anything like that, but is there anything that if you were talking to someone, you'd say, hey, if you want to do this or get out and run on your own, be an entrepreneur, be control your destiny, here's maybe two, three points that have helped me along the way, and I could probably pass that on to you. Is there anything like that?
The first key thing, as I sort of mentioned earlier, what are you interested in? What be? And we all have the answers to what we want. We just have to ask ourselves. The first thing I would say to someone, again, as opposed to these banners of becoming an influencer, becoming an entrepreneur, I think you can become whatever you want. The key element to starting that is understanding what you want. And we have the answer to that. We have to ask ourselves, figure out what comes to mind, what really interests you, explore that. And through exploring that, you'll do more things that are to do with what interests you. You'll find out more, you'll learn more, you'll meet other people in that space. And from there, you'll build what really resonates with you. And so, to your question about becoming an entrepreneur or starting a business or starting anything new, what do you want? Is the first question.
Oh,
Second bit,
okay.
start to
Good.
explore.
Okay, we're gonna wrap things up, Dylan. How can our listeners get hold of you? And is there anything you'd like to add before you leave us today?
Well, you can get hold of me. The main sort of route to get through to me is on Instagram, Dylan Abeya. And I would say to anyone starting out, keep going every day. Take one step further to your goals.
Awesome. Okay, Dylan, thanks for coming on the show. I've learned a lot about you, and I'm sure our listeners have as well. We'll see you next time.
Take care.